Welcome to Faith Victory Ministries International with Pastor Charles Entry. Please prepare your hearts and your minds to receive this great revelation from the Holy Spirit. May the Lord God bless you.
Indeed, Jehovah is thy name. You are the mighty warrior. You are great in battle. You have seen us through out the year 2015. Lord, you had begun with us a new year, 2016. We are alive to see this year, 2016. My Lord, we say we thank you for your mighty hand over our lives. We cannot testify for others, but Lord, we can only see what you have done in our lives, in our families' lives, in our children, in our homes. And Lord, we say we thank you. We cannot take this moment for granted because many for nothing are gone to their graves. But we are alive in thy sanctuary and we say thank you. The same way that you sought us throughout the year 2015, we believed in great faith that 2016, you are going to use everyone and each one of us mightily unto your glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, we cancel every plan of darkness against anybody's life. As you are starting this year, you are starting on another level, a higher level, unto the glory of the Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It is well with you. It is well with your home, your children, your family. And we thank God for what he is about to do in your life. God bless you. And you are very, very welcome. We thank God for your lives. To the Father alone be the glory. We have a word from the living God that we titled, What Do God Requires of You? What do God requires of you? It is very important because as we are beginning a new year, many people are going to make different type of resolutions that by the mid of January, it will vanish. They won't keep up with what they will say. As far as we children of God are concerned, this moment is a very special moment because it's like you are about to take a journey. And your Father is giving you the counsel necessary to survive this journey ahead of you. We want to know, find out what the Lord required of us for this year 2016. So that you will not miss the point, you'll be doing the right thing as the Lord keeps you going day by day throughout the year. The book of Micah chapter 6 and the verses 8. It is written, he said, he had shewed thee, O man, what is good. And what do the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God? This scripture is simply saying that, what is it that the Lord required of you? Three things. Number one, to do justly. Number two, to love mercy. And number three, to walk humbly with thy God. Throughout the year, let this scripture ring in your minds and in your heart. What is it that the Lord required of me this year, 2016? So we are going to see, you know, the first two are so important because it will help you to fulfill the third one, which is to walk humbly with thy God. Number one, to do justly. What does it mean when scripture says that you should live your life doing or living justly? It means to be fair and just with other people. To be fair and just to other people. What you don't want people to do to you, what you do not want someone to do to you, you definitely don't want to do it to someone else. This is what the Lord required of thee. The book of Matthew chapter 7 and the verses 12. Jesus Christ made this statement. He said, therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. This is so powerful. Jesus said that what you don't want someone to do to you, or what you want somebody to do for you, you make sure that you do the same thing to them. What you don't want someone to do to you, you make sure that you don't do those things to other people. We are going to elaborate this. In other words, how do you want other people to treat you? This year, how do you want people to treat you? Then treat them the same way. How you want people to treat you, you treat them the same way. Do you want people to talk about you, talk bad about you, about your family, about your children? You're going around the table, and the dinner time, the topic is somebody's life around your table for your children to hear and gossiping and all that. You don't want to be the topic of somebody's dinner. So then you make sure that you don't carry forth such an assignment of the devil around your tables. These are just few things that, you know, if you are someone that is moving around criticizing people, talking bad about them, gossiping about them, you don't want other people to criticize you and, you know, gossip about you and saying bad things about you, then you don't do these things to others. Because what you will sow, you will definitely reap. This is the principle that is given here. Jesus Christ is the one that is saying it. The author and the finisher of our faith. The one to whom we look unto and live our lives. He is saying the principle of life is that what you don't want others to do to you, don't do it to others. And your life will be okay. Extremely important. Among, you know, even your children, you're going to have to be watching this principle from your home. No partiality among the children. No partiality among the children. Because if you don't want one kid standing against another in your own family, you make sure that there is no division, there is no preference among your own children. The kids, they see these things. Daddy loves my sister more than me. Daddy loves my junior brother more than me. And it is bringing contention. And they are growing up, keeping that idea in mind. And bringing all kinds, and the enemy can get hold of this and use it against your own family. Your own family. We don't want to see any of this happening. We want to be fair to each other. How do you treat people at your workplace? How do you treat people even in the church? Even in the church. Are you the type that is coming to church? The Lord has blessed you. We thank God for what you have. Someone have just joined the ministry and gradually coming up. The blessings of the Lord, they are also on the person's way. You keep seeing the same person coming with the same clothes and the same shoe, and it has become the topic at your table. It is not something necessary correct for a child of God to be seeing someone and downgrading the person and then looking bizarrely to the person. And no, we are not. We are to encourage one another. None of us came to this ministry in perfection. Matter of fact, you don't come to Christ when you are perfect. It is only sinners that are coming to the Lord Jesus. So all of us, as we come, Christ is changing our stories. One by one, the Lord is changing our stories. And we thank God. This year, as we are functioning in this principle of Almighty God, I know that our lives are not going to be the same. Because once we start obeying the word of God, God's presence is so mighty in our lives, and we're going to see divine transformations in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It is all about family. It is all about family. God is a man of family. He wants to see everyone and each member of the family being transformed. 2 Corinthians 3:18, he said that when we are looking unto Jesus Christ as the glass mirror, as the mirror, we are beholding him, we are gradually being transformed. So let Christ be the example of life, transformed to the image, the same image as Christ has. That is what we are talking about. So you watch that your life is becoming more and more Christ-like. You're becoming more and more Christ-like. You're becoming more and more Christ-like. What you saw was not helping you. This year, you make sure that you stand, battle against the works of darkness. By the empowerment of the Holy Ghost, you come in humility and submit yourself under the umbrella of Christ and ask for grace to help you. Hebrews 4:16 talks about, he said that, don't wait until you fall. You see that? We come boldly before the grace, the throne of grace, so that we may obtain mercy and have grace to help in time of need. We don't fall before we come. We come to ask for grace when we know that we are weak, and by the empowerment of grace, we will definitely be strong and overcome any trap that the enemy will set on your way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, please have mercy upon people. Be compassionate. Be compassionate. Learn to give. Learn to give. And that is when, the loving aspect is also coming. He said that to love mercy. To love mercy. That is the second thing that the Lord required of thee. In Psalm 18 and the verses 25, he said, with the merciful, thou wilt show thyself merciful. With an upright man, thou wilt show thyself upright. So God deals with us according to how we deal with people. Hallelujah. This is very important. God is going to deal with you how you deal with people. If you are merciful to people, the Lord will be merciful to you. Because it's the nature of Almighty God. You cannot be taking people as garbage, trash, and come stand in the church and say, praise the Lord, hallelujah, Lord, I worship you. You don't worship God, you worship Satan. You are worshiping Satan. You can't mock nobody this year. Please, do not deceive yourself. Because everything that anyone is doing, you are doing it for yourself. Whatsoever that a man soweth, he reapeth. This is what the Lord required of his children. It is written here what God required of you, child of God. He said he requires mercy. He will require you to be just and walk with him humbly. You know, being very humble and walk with the Lord. Not pride, moving around and boasting of the blessings that you have received and seeing people as they are nothing simply because you think God has blessed you. Don't you think that that person is also a child of God? Probably that the enemy has gotten hold of him. But it is your responsibility as a child of God to have compassion upon that person and start praying so that the Lord will change that person's situation. Let me tell you, life is a long journey. It's a race that we are. You know, today you might be okay. Tomorrow you might not. And you need somebody. Everybody needs someone. Everybody needs someone. Everybody needs someone. So please do not despise people. Show them love. Because the God that you serve, he's a God that is a merciful God. He's a compassionate God. As you do it to others, your God will return it back to you in manifold in the name of Jesus Christ. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 4, and the verses 22. He said, "For my people is foolish. For my people is foolish. They have not known me." God is the one talking, telling Jeremiah, "My people, they are foolish. They have not known me. They don't know me. They don't know who I am. They don't know me. They are sottish." Sottish means foolish. They are sottish children. And they have no understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good, they have no knowledge. Please listen to this. Don't deceive yourselves. God himself is telling Jeremiah, he said, "You know what? Let me tell you, my people in this land, they don't know me. I am a God that my nature is good. I cannot do evil. They go out there, do evil, and they come stand before me and proclaim, 'Please, Lord, bless me.' I cannot bless evil people because they are contrary to my nature." So he said, "My children, they are foolish. They don't know me. If you know that your nature, your father, your God that you serve is a good God, your nature has to be more and more." Genesis 1:26, "Let us make man in our own image and in our likeness." In our own image and in our likeness. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Looking unto Jesus, we are not looking unto the world to see how the world is operating and how, you know, in this world, it is very simple. When you are evil, they said you are smart. They call you smart. People that are, they have the ability to dupe others, whichever means that they use. The world called them, these are the smart ones because they're using their minds to make more money, duping people. They don't care that this is the last money that you have to even pay your bill. If your children are going to be thrown out, you yourself will just going to lose your house. They do not care. They will take that money and make more and more and more and do not care about the outcome of that family. And they call them, these ones, they are smart. You are not of them. So they will see you as someone who is not smart, foolish. You will be foolish in this world, but not foolish in the sight of God. They will consider you as someone who don't know how to operate in their world. But fine, that is fine, because God, Jesus Christ himself in John 17, he said that you are here in this world, but you are not from here. You are here in this world. You are not from here. We are starting the year with a good ground, a new step, a better perspective of life, living your life with the principles that the Lord requires of you. Then definitely it shall be well with you. It shall be well with your family. It shall be well with every single thing that your hand will touch, because your God will see you through. He will make sure that even when you have done something good to somebody, and they try to reward you with evil, that evil will never come to pass in your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, because you have fulfilled the mandate of God over your life. And God is not an evil God to come and enforce evil over your life. The Lord will make sure that whatever that they have planned against you, against your children, against your family, as you continue living with the principles of God, Almighty God will make sure that every hand of the devil is canceled over your life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. This is the word of God. There is a way to live and to walk with God. They that are thinking they are so smart, most of them, they are already in their graves. They are already in their graves. Don't run faster than your God. Allow the Spirit of God to lead you. They are wise doing evil, but they do not know how to do good. And God called them, my people are foolish. They are foolish. And I want to say this. There is a God in heaven that is watching over everybody's life. There is a God in heaven that is watching over your lives, over everybody's life. Remember that all the time this year. Remember this. Because most people are thinking that some of the things that they do that nobody has seen them, including even Christians. A child of God that will come to church on Sunday, and right after Sunday, you move from the church and you are going out there doing something that is not glorifying God. It is hidden in the sight of pastor and the congregation members. Nobody from your church saw you. Remember, you are not hidden from Almighty God. His eyes see the secret places. There is nothing that is hid in the sight of God. Remember that. Remember that, and don't deceive yourself. Yes, no man saw you, but Almighty God have seen what you have done. There is a God in heaven that is watching over everybody. Remember that. This will transform your lives forever. It's not about, I have always been saying this, it's not about them, it's about you and your God. It is about you and your God. Life doesn't stop just right here. After death, life continues. Believer as unbelievers. Life continues. Either you believe in God or you do not believe in God. After you die and you cannot avoid death, death would definitely come. Are you dying to die or you are dying to live? I pray for somebody here. This year, 2016, you will live your life unto the glory of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In Hebrews 13 and the verse 16, he said, but to do good and to communicate, forget not. To do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. God is pleased to see people doing good. God is pleased with you when you are treating people good. God is pleased with you when your heart is ministering goodness to others. He's pleased. Do not forget to do good, to help one another, because these are the sacrifices that pleases God. Have the spirit of giving among yourselves. Have the spirit of giving. You cannot give what you don't have. But it is more blessing to give than to receive. So it is not about the quantity per se, because the quantity will come afterwards. But it is an act of obedience. An act of obedience. As you are being obedient, as the Lord said, to communicate goodness to people, don't stop doing that. Be good. Be good. Do good. And the Lord will empower you by increasing your resources. And if you were able to give one, tomorrow you'll be able to give too, because your goodness is triggering heaven. Your goodness unto people is opening heavenly doors. You will give to the poor you have lent to God. And God will make sure that he pays you back in multiplication. Please, this is what we are talking about. So it's an act of obedience. As you are being obedient in at your level, gradually the Lord will increase you. This year, 2016, your lives are not going to be the same, because as you are being obedient to the word of God, you are definitely, with your family, you are going to be increased in the name of Jesus. You will increase in wisdom. You will increase in humility. You will increase in every area, knowledge, understanding, because the Spirit of God will be mighty in your life. And the Lord will see you through. Every situation that you are going to go through, God will be with you. And if God be with you, who can be against you? That situation will not and cannot and will never overcome you. You shall always overcome that situation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, my Lord. Matthew 5. This is the beatitude of our Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 5, the verse 7. He said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Please be merciful to people. Be merciful to people. Be compassionate to people. Forgive people. Have the Spirit of God ministering to you at all times. May you be sensitive this year to the Spirit of Almighty God. You might not see that person as somebody, but the Spirit of God will tell you that this is a great servant of mine. You see him like that, it is the devil that has done it. Don't have any form of rejection against him. Be merciful to him, be good to him, and I will be good to you. I will transform his life, and his life shall transform you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Our God is a merciful God. He's a compassionate God, and he wants you to have that nature of him. Honor God this year. Treat your wives and your husbands right. That is how God wants it. Be kind to one another. Let peace reign in your homes. Let peace reign in your homes. Be respectful, submitting to one another. Submitting one another. Submitting to each other in humility. With the word of the living God, the ways of the Lord. Live your life that way, and you will definitely see increase. Don't be stingy. Stinginess, they pretend that they don't have. That is the reason why you still keep the same thing that you have. The principle is that as you give, then you have emptied the hand and God is able to release. If your container is full, where is God releasing to you? You have to empty it so that God sees you as a vessel of blessing. Don't become a container. Always thank you. Always thank you. When are people going to say thank you on your behalf? God, I thank you for brother so-so and so. Lord, I thank you for sister so-so and so. But you are always the one that is saying, God, I thank you for this man. God, I thank you for this man. God, I thank you for this sister. Nobody is saying, God, I thank you for you. Something definitely has gone wrong. It means that you are a container, a vessel that is always keeping. Bless people around you so God can bless you. Bless your church so that the Lord's work can continue. This is what the Lord required of you. Have mercy and compassion upon people. Loving them. No stinginess in your lives. Don't worry about your future this year. Don't worry about your future, because the Lord has hold of you. The Lord has hold of you. Your future is in the hand of Almighty God. The principle is that Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in all things with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Once you have done that, in other words, any situation that will come on your way this year, every single moment, whatever that you will be confronted, whatever that the challenge is, Always remember the golden rule. Don't worry about that situation. Your responsibility, continue praying. Call upon the name of the living God. You cannot overcome the situation no matter how small you see it to be. It might be looking like something small in the realm of the physic, but the spiritual realm, it is something that is coming to destroy you, destroy your entire family. The enemy has programmed in such a way that you will be deceived at the reception or when you look at it. But God knows what they have planned. When you are sleeping, your God will watch over your night. God will watch over your families. God will always watch your back. So whatever that you'll be confronted with this year, you make sure that you come before, pray about everything. Pray about what? Every single thing. It is the will of God. Once you have done that, that Philippians 4:7, he said, then, and the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding shall keep your mind and heart in Christ Jesus. The mind and the heart, these are the two places that people are worried about. When something hits you with worries, you can't sleep at night. It is going on in your mind. Your heart is pumping. You are going to get high blood pressure. I cancel every sickness over your life this year in the name of Jesus Christ. The peace of the living God will keep you sound and you'll be moving. When people are saying that there is what? A casting down, you start saying that there is a lifting up. When things are going, thousands are falling here, 10,000 are falling just right there, nothing will ever come to your dwelling because your God will make sure that you are protected, your family is protected, that there is a peace that reigns in your home in the name of Jesus Christ. Be good to people. Be good. Don't worry of the outcome of your future and your children. You continue living knowing God. There is a man after God's heart, called David, King David, King David. In Psalm 37, verse 25 and 27, this is what David did or said after he had walked with God and he was an old man. He said, I have been young and now I'm old. I have been young and now I'm old. Meaning that, you know what? I have walked with God for a while. I have lived my life for a while. I have seen many things in life. This is my conclusion of what life is all about. He said, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. All these years that he had walked with God, all these years he said, I have been young and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, neither his seed begging for what? For bread. You will never be forsaken in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will never forsake you in the name of Jesus Christ. He will never forsake your children in the name of Jesus Christ. We were young, God keeps you going. You will be old and you will be gone. But the Lord will still remember every single deed, every single good thing that you did to others. And he shall reward not only you, but also your seed to come in the name of Jesus Christ. They will not beg for bread. You want security for your people. You want security for your children. You want a better future for your children. Please be a good person. Live your life being good. It is medicine to your bodies. It is medicine to your bodies. It is good to be a good person. It is good to be a good person. Either people talk good about you or they are not talking good about you, it doesn't matter. Just make sure that your report in the sight of Almighty God, it is right, and that's all that counts. We are not living for people, we are living for God. In other words, everything that we do to people, we make sure that it is right in the sight of Almighty God. If they appreciate it, fine. If they don't appreciate it, and if God has approved it, thank you, Lord, for my life is moving forward. So we are not here for the counsel of what people are going to say. We are looking for God's approval. If the Lord approves you, God will be with you. And if God be with you, who can be against you? Let the Lord be with you and let the whole world be against you. You will still overcome the whole world. You will definitely overcome the whole world. This is what the word of God is saying. It is good A man like David, a man like you and I, he lived and testified the goodness of God. He was going in peace. Say, I've never seen the Lord forsaking the righteous, neither his seed begging for bread. Your seed, they will never beg for bread. You know what it means? It means that heaven shall be open over your children. Heaven shall be open over your generations to come. You will not be around. There is no amount of money that you will keep at the bank that will be enough for your children's life. What is the interest that they are giving you? How much money? Money is even going to destroy them. But if you are teaching them the ways of the Lord, if that child knows God, if your generation, your seed, they call upon the name of the living God, let them go anywhere in the surface of this earth. Anywhere that they will be, if there is nothing, out of nothing, they will make everything. Because the creator of it all is the one that they serve. And he will be able to bring forth all their needs. And as they continue being blessing to others, your generations carry forth the blessings of the living God. This is the family that the Lord God has blessed. It is your portion in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So he said in verse 26 of Psalm 37, he said, God is ever merciful, and he lendeth, and his seed is blessed. So my conclusion is this: depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. May the Lord God bless you. May the Lord God bless your generations. Every single thing that you are doing, may the Spirit of the Lord empower you to do good. If they reward you with evil, continue doing good, and the Lord will see you through. This year, you will definitely make it. Happy New Year unto the glory of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
You just received a word from Pastor Charles Entry at Faith Victory Ministries International. For more messages and other great resources to help you grow in your walk with Christ, please be sure to visit us at faithvictoryministries.org. That's faithvictoryministries.org. And may God continue to bless.